We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good morning, USA!
Yo,
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Monday!
And our guest co-host Jess Hilarious is here. Good morning, Jess.
Jess Hilarious is back.
Yo. Why you do that? I'm getting
you
so sick.
You told me already. You said because I got good gag reflex.
Jesus. Teach me the game, ghost.
Jess in here smelling like the finest of Kush.
You are. Don't be doing that. I smell like Gucci.
See, he's about you. You about to say you already know.
I know. I definitely was about to say you already know. Shut up.
How was your weekend? What'd you do this weekend, Jess?
I had shows in Indianapolis, Indiana at Helium. 4 sold out great shows.
Nice.
They get ratchet up in there. It was a lot of white people. It was a, you know, I crossed over or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the blacks be in there heavy, but the whites be in there even more.
I mean, Indianapolis, that's a pretty white town, right?
They got a couple projects.
Yeah, they got hoods in everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, every place got a couple projects.
Yeah. No, my Airbnb was next to the project.
Oh, damn it.
And then on the other side, it was the white people.
So why didn't have you staying in a hotel?
I don't stay in hotels. Like, I like to get villas and Airbnbs. I do not like to do that.
Oh. That's funny because I won't stay in Airbnbs. I only stay in hotels.
I don't stay in hotels in L.A.
Why? You can smoke in
there. I mean, Airbnbs, no. I don't stay in Airbnbs in L.A. They always getting broken into.
Or, yeah, that's my fear. That's the reason why. Because it's no protection. You know, with a hotel, you got the lobby. You got to put your key card to the elevator.
Yeah.
You got to know the room.
Yeah.
Airbnb is...
See, that's why I travel with who I travel with.
Okay.
So
say no more.
Okay. Roll up in that house.
Say no more.
Yeah.
I was out in Kentucky over the weekend for the Kentucky Derby. I didn't go to the Derby. I just went to go DJ. But I love to see my people out there dressing up with their pastel Easter colors and all that.
Yeah. Acting like they're knowing about horse racing.
That's right.
Seeing people faking at the Derby. Talking about, yeah, go.
I have no clue.
And one. Touchdown. What the hell is y'all talking about? Pack it off.
It's just a good excuse to drink, come together.
That's all it is. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. A lot to talk about over the weekend, man. Have y'all been watching everything that's been going on?
Man, in between the shows, yeah, I've been trying. I've been seeing some little stuff.
All right. Well, Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. We got front page news. Another mass shooting. We'll break that down, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is our co-host. Let's get in some front page news. Tesla Figaro, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy Charlemagne and the beautiful Jess Hilarious.
Thank you, Sid.
Now let's love it when you're here, by the way.
Thank you, babe.
Now let's get in some front page news. Start with sports. The 76ers beat the Celtics 116-115 in overtime.
Fantastic game, by the
great
way.
Great game. The Suns beat the Nuggets last night 129-124. That was another great game.
Another fantastic game.
Mm-hmm. And the Knicks lost to the Heat. The Heat lead the series 2-1. The Heat won 105-86.
Trash-ass game. And the Warriors versus the Lakers was a trash-ass game. I don't like blowouts in the playoffs.
Nah, me neither.
I like close games.
What else their fault?
That is their fault.
That is their fault.
Absolutely the Warriors' fault. It is their fault.
Yes, it was.
That's right.
All right, now let's talk about this mass shooting. Another mass shooting in Texas.
Yeah, this is so, you know, guys, I hate having to cover these stories, but it is what it is. It just keeps happening. This story is still developing. So authorities, they were supposed to hold a press conference yesterday on Sunday, but they did not. Mm-hmm. So here is the information that we know so far. I just want to go through a couple of things so the family can be aware. Saturday, a gunman opened fire at an outlet mall in the Dallas suburb of Allen, Texas. At least 8 people were killed. 7 more were wounded. The victims ranged from age 5 to 61 years old. The gun has been identified as a 33-year-old Marcio Garcia. He was armed with an AR-15 style rifle yet again, and had at least one other weapon, multiple weapons in the car. He was dressed in tactical gear, and he was a former security guard, and he received firearms training in that role. Authorities have not zeroed in on a motive, but they said that the shooter was found with insignia on his clothing that read RWDS. And that is an acronym, guys, that stands for Right Wing Death Squad. Mm. He also had extensive social media presence that included neo-Nazi and white supremacist related posts. Now, Republican Congressman Keith Self, whose district includes Allen, said that it could have been much worse if they did not have a quick response. He also went further to condemn critics who said that thoughts and prayers were not enough. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. Let's talk about it on the other side.
Well, those are people that don't believe in an almighty God who is absolutely in control of our lives. I'm a Christian. I believe that he is.
Hey, nah, thoughts and prayers are not enough. You know what I mean? We need common sense gun reform. You know what I mean? Yes, I love to pray, but, you know, faith without works is dead, right? There need to be some work done in the form of passing some legislation.
How many times are we going to say this, though? I feel like we say it twice a week now. You know, it continues on, and that's why I tell my people out there, make sure you know how to use a firearm just in case you got to protect yourself. And owning a firearm is not the same as learning how to use it. I take my wife to the range. I take my daughter and my son to the range, my oldest ones. I even take my assistant to the range just so anybody around me knows how to use a firearm. They know how to take the safety off. If there is a safety, they know how to cock a weapon. They know how to shoot a weapon. They know how to fire a weapon, aim a weapon, all that.
I agree with you, but in regards to these mass shootings, man, you know, it's an element of surprise, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pull out an AR-15 in a place you're not expecting them to have an AR-15 and get the buck, and I don't care how good you are at shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just about time, just to give you how many times we have to say this, this is the 199th time that there has been a mass shooting, according to the Gun Violence Archive of 2023. So we've had this 199 times, and just to remind everybody, a mass shooting is defined as 4 or more people. And there has been 14 in just this month alone.
And look, I know it's complicated to why these issues are happening. The biggest, clearly, that this country can't pass common sense gun reform. But how much is the media fueling this at this point? Meaning, are these copycats who are seeing how much attention these mass shootings are getting?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're seeing the press that these copycats are getting, or these people are getting, and that's the way they want to go out.
And they're seeing how they can get off, too. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't seen nobody really get charged yet, right?
Yeah.
Most of them are dying. A lot of them are getting killed. They're killing themselves.
That's the other thing, Yeah, a lot of these people are ready to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Did this person get killed, Tess?
Yeah, he killed himself, I believe.
Oh, he killed himself.
No, he definitely died.
Yikes. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is front page news. Now, Tess, we'll see you in a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Let us know how your weekend was. Was it good? Was it bad? Did you go to the Derby? Did you gamble? Did you go to F1 in Miami? Or did you just sit your ass at home? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
Envy, what's going on? Patrick from Florida.
Hey, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest, Patrick.
What's good, man? Hey, brother, I want to say congratulations. The BET Experience really fit this show. Oh, God. And I'm proud of you, brother. I met you several times, Envy. Charlamagne, haven't met Charlamagne or even Jeff, but mm-hmm. I just want to call and say thank you very much. I'm a chef in Florida.
Okay.
Nice. I have a catering business.
What you cook?
So it's all gourmet upscale food. So my thing is, I would love to come up and do a dinner party for you and Charlamagne. All expenses paid by me.
But not a real couple. But yeah, I mean, we would love that.
Why we gotta be a couple? Why you always gotta go there?
Because for me to do that, just seemed like that was intimate and sexy.
I did not feel that way. I did. Nobody took it that way but you.
I did.
Well, we can hang up now because they ain't trying to cook for me. So
no, well, listen, I'm talking about everybody that's at the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's nice. eight people.
Okay, Patrick, where you from? What part of Florida?
I'm in Miami right now, but I'm from, you know, Delray, South Florida area, West Palm.
All right, hold on. We'll get your number, all right?
All right. The other thing is, though, DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
You know who Lewis Carr is, right?
What?
Yeah, I know Lewis Carr.
Lewis Carr.
Lewis just retired from BET, didn't he?
No, he's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
He's a brother of mine. And, yo, he have a thing called Waymaker. Every year he does the Blueprint Summit in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Fat Joe was there. Damon Dash was there. Master P. I would love to see you and Envy come through and be on one of these panels, because what you brothers do, brother's amazing. And it's all for young boys, young black boys. They had about 1,200. I was there last year and the year before.
Okay.
Well, really think you guys should take a look at it, man. I'd love to see what you guys do with them.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You got a lot of requests. Hold on, sir. Salute to Lewis Carter. I saw something about Lewis lately. What did I see about Lewis? He won an award or something.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is William.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Club. DJ Emily, Charlamagne the God, and my favorite comedian, Justin Larris. Good morning.
Good morning, baby. Morning.
Yo, Charlamagne, I gotta tell you this. I gotta get it off my chest.
Yes, ma'am.
The Black Effect hat that you sent me, I appreciate it, but I gotta tell you about the email that I got from my job because I wear it faithfully.
Talk to me.
I got an email from somebody at my job that says the Black Effect hat makes them uncomfortable. I sent them an email back telling them that it's not against company policy. I need you to direct me to wherever I can find Black Effect apparel, because I'm about to piss them off.
No, that's right.
How many more hats you need?
How many more hats?
No, I'm looking for a shirt and hoodie.
You want shirts? You want hoodies?
You got gloves, socks.
Hold on, all right?
I'm about to piss them off because they know it's not against company policy. They send their email back and it's like, yeah, you're right.
Eddie, get my man's Addy, man. We gonna get him a lot of Black Effect t-shirts and hats and stuff.
All that.
You know, I was flying to Kentucky and I had the Black Effect hat on, and this guy comes up. He was like, you play for Brooklyn Nets? I'm like, no. Right? He was like, oh, it says Black Effect. He goes, oh, Black Effect. He goes, I do radio sometimes. I go to all the black stations.
Oh, okay.
I said, what do you do? He goes, like, I'm a urologist. I said, oh, yeah, you stick your hand up in a bunch of black asses? And he didn't want to talk to me after
that's,
that.
That's the point of the hat, though. The hat is, when you say Black Effect, it's the effect that blackness has on everything. We make everything immediately better.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy. How you doing, man? Charlamagne the God. Just hilarious. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, man. Before I go into it, I just want to say, I don't care who y'all get up there. Yo, just give Jess a contract, man, and have her be our co-host, man.
Jess hilarious?
I love her energy.
Thank
yeah,
you.
To me,
it's
just hilarious, of course.
Right. She played too much, don't you? Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's right. But listen, right. I've been waiting all weekend for this. As a man of a darker hue, like my man Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Yo, DJ Envy, I was vexed with you for a couple days. That's why I haven't called in for a while, because, you know, that rapper with the broke lip, the young lady, you know, you put your name behind her.
I didn't put my name behind Scarlett. He's about Scarlett.
He said the rapper with the
broke lip. I didn't put my name behind it.
That's worse than Young Struggle.
I seen it and I posted it. I thought it was, funny. And then it just took off.
Come on, man. That video was trash.
Well, you know,
but listen,
salute to that girl. She's out there. She's making some checks. She's making the money. People like that.
God bless her. God bless her. God bless her. But that's not the reason I call.
All right.
I call because let me tell you something, man. That beige rage is real. I need to see more of that beige rage.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting the beige rage back in the closet. Beige rage is going back in the closet, sir.
Nah, man. That was a thing of beauty. That was a masterpiece of beauty that you put that young lady in her place on Friday, man. When I watch BET, that's the only reason I need to watch BET from now on.
It was a great conversation.
If you come with that energy, I need that energy sometime, man.
It was a nice thing to debate.
It was a great conversation, bro.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I don't like the word put in their place for anybody, but it was a nice spirited debate.
It was a great conversation.
Yes.
It was a great conversation.
Man, you been here, Jess. Please, I loved it. I love every freaking moment of it. Thank you so much for calling in, sir. He did great, and he needs to do more of it.
Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
I don't think Jess even saw what happened.
No, I did. I'd be wanting Envy to stand up for herself a little more.
Okay, okay.
Please.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Jess. That's great. No problem.
Hello,
Yo, 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 yo.
I was standing up for myself. I was standing up for everybody else.
Well, that's great.
Hello? What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What up, Envy? What up, Jess?
What up, baby?
Big brother Charlamagne, what up?
Peace, King. How are you?
I'm good. You know this. It's your little brother, man. Tight, man. What up?
Oh, cool. What's up, my brother?
When somebody call in, thank you. You know their voice.
It's my man. For real. It's my man from 803, Columbia, South Carolina, Coop, man. Me and Coop go way back.
That's your brother. Okay.
Me and Coop go way back.
What's up, Coop?
Yeah. I just want to show y'all some love. I want to shout out Louis V, my brother, down in the A.
Nah, yes, put what you said. You said, that's my big brother, but Charlamagne be acting Hollywood. He don't never text me back. Say that, Coop.
Yeah, he don't never text me back.
That ain't true, Coop.
That's what it say.
Pick up your phone right now.
He's checking right now. He said, Charlamagne, my big brother, right now, but don't text me back.
That ain't true.
I'm telling him, I text him on Tuesday. You never reply.
No, you might got the old number, Cool.
Damn, Cool. You ain't even got the right number, Cool.
Nah, you might got the old number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm going to DM you my new number.
All right, bet.
All right.
Charlamagne, that's my little brother.
No, that is. That's
right,
my little
says,
man.
Coop, you
had to run down.
Hey, Coop used to build me every day. Coop used to build me and my man Frosty every day in the Met.
But you ain't even give me a new number.
Never.
I ain't seen him.
Got into it.
Who do you think would win that fight if they really got into a real fight?
I honestly feel like it would just be too sexy, bro. I really
try.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't see them slipping and sliding and throwing punches like that. I don't know.
I can absolutely see Chris Brown slipping, sliding, throwing punches. Usher the one that people probably sleep on. People probably think Usher ain't got no hands.
Yeah.
You can dance like that. You athletic. You probably got some hands.
Definitely hit the matrix. The way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hit the matrix, go back, buy weed.
And Usher got that old man energy at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
What's good?
Our guest co-host. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name.
Nope. Play Jess intro, damn it. Come on now.
Okay, let's get it. Because y'all play with me.
What we doing?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know y'all played with me, but thank you for telling me y'all played with me.
What? We never
don't
with
play
you.
With it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. I guess we
fine
don't. It,
you don't have fine. Jess intro in that Taylor gang?
Oh, man.
Well, y'all just be mailing it in.
Oh, y'all be trying
y'all
me.
Y'all be mailing
okay.
it in on a Monday.
So
huh?
the odds are against me.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I'm disgusted.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Y'all knew Jess was going to be here. I'm disgusted.
First
yes,
of all.
Me too.
It's just for the mess that my news is real. Just for the mess that my news is real. There we go. All right, y'all. So Chris Brown and his security team reportedly jumped Usher over the weekend at the birthday party. That Usher gave for him. Now, yeah. Usher, for those who don't know, Usher actually gave Chris Brown a 35th skating party, you know, for his birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they got there. It was saying they was cool. Everything was cool. And then allegedly what happened was he looked over and seen Tiana. He got upset. Now, there's so many things going around being said or whatever, but apparently Chris Brown and Tiana got a problem with each other because of the performance at the AMAs.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped out of it. She was supposed to do it with him, but she dropped out of it, and I'm guessing he may feel that actually helped them make a decision that he wasn't, that they just X'd out his performance altogether.
Because I thought Tiana pulled out because she was shooting a movie.
That's what they said, she was shooting a movie. The movie that just came out.
Right, yeah. She definitely was shooting a movie, mm-hmm. but I guess he was upset at that. You know what I'm saying? Upset, we don't know. That's why I said allegedly, like literally we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But sources to say Chris was visibly drunk, you know, whatever. Obviously, you can tell the way he skated off real, real, real strong. Like, all right, calm down, because all somebody had to do was push you. But he looked over, he seen it, he got upset. Mm-hmm. Usher tried to calm him down. So that's the little bit of video that we saw. Usher's trying to calm him down. He
as
like,
the OG
yo,
should.
Get mm-hmm. her out of there. Get her out of here. I don't care. He like, yo, this is fixable. He must have thought that it was going to happen. I really felt like Usher's inner Mona came out. Like, this ain't the place to squash a beef. Not his birthday party. Chris is lit.
Mona,
it's his
Mona
birthday.
Scott Young?
Yes, Mona Scott Young.
Should
I believe.
Mona be trying to squash beef?
I mean, loving hip hop. That's just that's why I said Usher's inner Mona Scott Young came out. Cause that was kind of like loving hip hop a little bit. Not that he wanted that to happen, but that's how it ended up. Chris, it's his birthday. Mm-hmm. You get lit. Chris is lit on any other day. Mm-hmm. So it's his birthday. Like, come on. This ain't what you want to come.
You don't want to do this at your birthday
party. No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Calm down.
So we seen Chris go outside. Usher comes behind him, and apparently that's where the scuffle happened. But mm-hmm. I feel like. You know, they said his nose was bleeding and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, a video surfaces. He's saying he fine, he cool. We got audio from that. Play that for me.
We're here having a great time. See y'all soon.
I even cut that. I mean, it's pointless as that audio was. So basically, he said, I mean,
it was about the video.
I mean, yeah, right, he said he was cool. Everything was good. I don't really even think Usher got touched.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna
either.
Be honest with you. I really just I don't think he got touched.
I don't think so either.
I think, you know, a scuffle probably did happen. It was mm-hmm. probably like a lot of pushing and all of that, like the same thing that happened. Because he was the next day he was at the Lovers and Friends festival. Now right. I know that's upon contract and all of that, but
I don't even know if it was a scuffle. I think it was a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle?
A little kerfuffle.
What's that?
It's a little, you know, little arguing maybe, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Little light pushing. Like back up off me.
I think somebody got hit.
Why you say that?
I just feel like they said they seen Usher leaving with a bloody nose, and mm-hmm. I think
who's
if nobody,
they, though?
Yeah,
the same people that reporting all this stuff.
Yeah,
the same day.
So basically, us.
The same day, yeah, us.
Yeah,
but okay. The reason I said it because if I didn't get touched or nothing ever happened, I would have said that clearly. Like there was no fight. I would have said it clearly.
It's just certain things I can't believe anymore in the era that we live in because everybody always got their camera out.
Yeah,
and if you that's saw Usher I'm, and Chris going at it, somebody saying. Would be recording.
But they said
that,
it happened on the tour bus. They said Usher followed Chris Brown
what
back
mean?
On his tour
but he
bus.
Was trying to get on the bus. He never made it on the bus.
What I mean,
Usher was like, "Yo, come on, yo, this
that's
is like
what I'm
relax."
Saying. If you saw Usher and Chris Brown going at it from the time they left, what was a bowling alley, or whatever.
Yeah,
from the time they left that bowling alley to walk all the way to the bus. Somebody would be recording something.
I know.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it. When Usher said last week that he would do a versus with Chris, I didn't think that we was talking about this one.
No, it's not the one we was
looking for. This kind, you know. It was a lot of you got served, stomp the yard going on, I guess. That's what they reported. But he don't look like he got touched. I don't know, Envy. I just feel like, I do feel what you're saying. He would have said, yo, nothing happened. Everything was good.
Correct.
But that's kind of what he just said. Like, I'm good. Everything good, you know. I don't know. I just think he kind of want to, I think he kind of want to keep that
mystique.
Momentum going that mystique
but
going.
Then again, and this is Usher's festival, I thought, right? The Lovers and Friends have this Usher's
festival,
right?
It is?
Yeah, that's what I found out this weekend.
Hold on, it's Usher's?
That's what they made it seem like. This is Usher's festival.
What do you mean? Like he's the promoter?
Like, I guess he's part promoter.
Headline
promoter festival.
Like, this is his. He just putting
that's what they said.
Y'all just been making stuff up about Usher all weekend.
That's what they said this weekend.
Y'all just been making stuff up about Usher all weekend. Usher got a bloody nose. Lovers and Friends festivals is Usher.
That's what they say.
That wouldn't make sense, though, because that's his song.
That's his song. That's what I'm saying. Yo, what you think?
That ain't that man festival.
That's what they say.
I think y'all just said that because that's the name of the festival.
No,
and this is named,
that's what
named
they
after his song.
But then if that's my festival Google. And you box me in my nose, I'm not going to have you perform in my festival.
But that's the thing. But even if it's a contract.
Man, I think y'all making
then,
stuff up.
And then honestly, I feel like this is going to build up the views or whatever or build up the demand for this Versus.
The Versus?
Yeah.
That's dope too.
Even one of them did a Versus yet. And he said that he would do it. Usher said this. That he would be open to doing it.
It's a whole plan.
So I think it's a whole plan. I think it's a whole plan. Because Usher be skating, living his best little life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like skating through the rings and all that. And
We got two rumors that y'all made up. Usher got beat up by Chris Brown people. He got a bloody nose. And now Usher is the promoter for the Lovers
and
Friends.
But who would you think would win? Who do you think would win? Because I ain't worried about what
one
you
on
talking
one?
About, man. What you think? Yeah, who you think would win?
I'm going to go with Usher, you think? Usher got that OG strength.
I'm going to
go with Chris.
You
know what I mean? I'm
going to go with Chris.
I see Chris boxing in the ring and all
that.
How we know Usher don't box, though?
I don't know. I just said I see Chris in the ring boxing.
They both very athletic.
We definitely see. I just wanted to know who y'all thought.
It'd be a long fight, too, because they both in shape. They'd be a long fight.
Who you think would win, Jeff?
I mean, if they both were sober, I don't know. I got Chris knocking them out.
If they were sober?
It's just the young strength against the old strength. You say old strength, like, that's, like, really, like, a thing up against in the league. It's not a thing.
You know why?
In boxing, it's not a thing. In the streets, it's not a thing. It's not.
But you know why, though? Because old people be more patient. And you said something earlier that's true. Like, you know, Chris be kind of rushing into stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like
in
a boxing ring, you rush into something, you know what I mean? Yeah. You might get caught with something.
Yeah,
you
know?
But these are not boxes. They're not. R&B singers that fight.
They R&B singers that dance and fight.
I'm going with the OG. I'm rooting for us.
Now let's talk about the other beef. That's hilarious.
First of all, it wasn't really no beef. Let's just get into it real quick. All right, so y'all know I'm doing BMF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
what TV show?
No, listen, relax. You didn't let me finish. I'm not doing that.
Sorry.
I'm doing it. See, this is probably how Meech got all up in my business or whatever. Because I'm explaining. So Vivica Fox is doing a movie. She's doing the First Lady of BMF story to Tanisha Welsh, and she casted me, the lovely Jess Hilarious, to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Da Vinci, the guy who plays Terry in the BMF series, which is 50 Cent show, he posted it. I guess it was in support. I didn't see anything wrong with it because he tagged everybody, and he tagged Vivica and was like, who's playing Terry? So then she commented back, everything was cool. Meech comes in there with his little stinking ass, and he say, who greenlit this? Who gonna watch this? I'm talking about, and I'm making the facial expressions because I can tell how he said it.
Mm-hmm.
Who doing this? It's like, first of all, relax. He like, I just wanna know who playing this. You're not even playing you. You're playing your dad. And I don't like that. So y'all know I went straight in because, you know, I felt like Da Vinci, it was like playful, but it was still support, and it's like, oh, whatever, it wasn't meant to be catty. Meech is, you know, he's still a beginner. And I guess, you know, he still got somewhat of a street type of personality.
You can understand why Meech feel like that,
and
though.
And he jumped in there. No, well, he need to go after everybody who did a BMF story or documentary, or, you know, before that.
That's true.
You know, I think he's jumping into 50 and Vivica, little quarrel that they got going today. Little
kerfuffle.
Love, their little kerfuffle, love-hate relationship thing that they got going on. And I think as the cast of both projects, we just need to mind our business. For real. And get the bag, keep it moving.
So let's talk about that next hour, too. 800-585-1051. We go to Breakfast Club
when
we come back.
Yeah.
The question is, 800-585-1051, is it right that they have a gripe? You know, that Jess Larris is shooting the other BMF documentary, right?
That's the BMF movie. The First Lady of BMF, Tanisha Welsh story.
So we'll take your calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Kerfuffle. Did you just use that word? You've been using that word all week.
I know.
Bro.
I'm going to take that.
That's not a new word, sir. For
you, it is. You've been using that kerfuffle.
Before.
No, you just started using that
that's
this week.
Damn
you used
lie.
It three times this morning.
That is a damn
three
lie.
Times this morning.
Kerfuffle is just a little commotion or fuss.
Spell it.
That's okay,
all.
With the sass.
K E R F U F F L E.
I don't know if he's right or wrong.
He got it up on the ThinkPad right there.
He got it on the ThinkPad.
What's wrong with you? Mind your business. See, morning,
okay.
All right. When we come back, we got front page news. Cezlin Figaro will be joining us. Of course, we got to talk about the Marine that put the brother in a chokehold and killed him. Also, Donald Trump. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Jess Hilarious, here. And let's get in some front page news. Now with sports, the 76ers beat the Celtics 116-115 in overtime. Last night, the Suns beat the Nuggets 129-124. The Lakers beat the Warriors, and the Knicks lost to the Heat. All right. Now what we got, Tez? Good morning.
Yeah, we have a Jordan Neely. More protesters are, protesting as a result of Jordan Neely's death. So Saturday, protesters angry about Jordan Neely's chokehold death took over a busy Manhattan subway stop, with some of them jumping on the tracks near the electrified third rail. On the opposite side of the tracks, the protesters held open train doors for as long as 15 minutes. One protester said that officers used excessive force and that it was an abuse of authority. Now, the NYC Transit President Richard Davies said that while peaceful protest has always been a part of the American fabric, endangering transit workers and other responders while also delaying New Yorkers just trying to get to where they're trying to go by deliberately risking contact with an electrified third rail is unacceptable. And I agree with that, guys. What do you say? Jumping on the tracks, I'm all about protests, but jumping on the tracks is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm all for a peaceful protest, but to jump on the track to get hit by a train, because those trains just can't stop. It's not like they got, you know, car brakes and they can stop at the drop of a dime. You're going to get hit. And not only that, That third rail will electrify the ish out of you and kill you. So, I like, peaceful protest, not a problem. But if you want to kill yourself or kill others, that's just dumb.
That sounds to me like they didn't think this protest through.
No.
Like, there's no way in hell I'm jumping on the tracks, you know, to protest. Like, the train didn't do anything to me.
No.
It's not the train. You know what I mean? It's not the train's fault.
And you can't beat the train.
No.
Yeah, it was wild. And, you know, one of the things they're still waiting on is Mayor Eric Adams to make a decision. And he said he is waiting on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to complete his investigation before making an assessment. And that's one of these things about social media. When you show, you know, when the video goes out and we watch someone who died, people want an immediate response, but an investigation still has to go on. And so those two things kind of always clash. People want you to move faster, make a decision, make an arrest, at least, at the very least, and then do like they tell, you know, most black people, which is tell it to the judge. So
they're going to charge him, but it probably won't be for murder. I don't, it'll probably be like
manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter or something, yeah. Because I saw the press release that the guy put out, Daniel Penny, and he said he was just trying to restrain the guy. And, you know, he also said that, you know, New York needs to do better in regards to mental health resources and stuff like that to get people like Jordan Neely help. So I don't know if they'll charge him with murder. It'll probably be like manslaughter. If they charge him at all, it'll be like something like manslaughter or something.
Yeah, well, 15 minutes putting somebody in a chokehold is ridiculous. You know, that's beyond just restraining somebody. So we, you know, so.
What about the other two people? Do they got to get charged too, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you would hope they were holding him down.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, they were holding him, but to have him in a headlock for 15 minutes. I mean, he's a former Marine. He knew damn well what holding somebody in a headlock, a chokehold for 15 minutes would do. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we'll just see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, we got to talk Donald Trump. What's going on with Donald Trump today now?
Yes, so CNN is, they're hosting a town hall on Wednesday with former President Donald Trump. He will participate in that town hall. And CNN has committed to not allowing guests and panelists to push disinformation. But critics say that there's no way you can commit to that by having Donald Trump on because he's the king of disinformation. Mm-hmm. And then there's other folks that say, hey, he's the Republican front runner. He's leading in the polls on the Republican side. So like it or not, he should be able to make his case. So when they do this town hall, the host of Collins will, that's her job, to push back on any disinformation that Trump spews on that platform. So what do you guys think? Should he have access to the platform? No, yes?
Oh, man. I mean, that's a tough one, right? Like, to say Donald Trump not going to go up there and spew disinformation, you're lying to yourself.
Right.
Right? And it's dangerous because what if he goes up there and he puts out Alvin Bragg's address or he puts out Tish James' address? You know what I mean? Then what? Then CNN is liable. Now Alvin and Tish James is in danger. Not saying he would do that, but you never know with somebody like him. It's the same reason that they don't like Kanye to go live when Kanye's on his BS, right? Because they know Kanye gonna say something crazy. It's the same thing with Trump. So I don't know.
Yeah, because it is live. So we know it's going to bump up the ratings for sure. So some folks are saying they're doing this just for ratings, and others are saying that you're not considering the danger, like you said, Charlamagne, of Trump going live.
Oh, it's definitely just for ratings. And it shows how easy, these so-called pro-democracy institutions will fuel and normalize the fascists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, that is front page news. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tez.
Thank you.
So let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Now, Jess Hilarious got into it over the weekend.
I did not get into it.
You got into it a little bit.
I definitely did. So y'all know that I'm doing BMF, right? Relax.
Okay.
No, you ain't even need to let me finish.
But see, when you say that, though, that's what
you think. I understand. But just listen.
Okay.
All right. Before I get up here, come on, you got to relax, shorty. So look, right? No, so I'm doing, Vivica Fox is doing the First Lady of BMF, Tonisa Welsh story, right? Mm-hmm. And okay. I was casted to be in it or whatever. So Da Vinci, the guy who plays Terry on the BMF series, 50 mm-hmm. Cent Show, he posted, because it was greenlit. He posted and he tagged Vivica, like, who playing Terry? You know, because he played Terry in the series. So then Meech Lois, he comment on there, who green like this BS? Who watching this? Who they think gonna watch this? And I'm just trying to see who playing us. Nigga, you ain't playing you. You playing your dad. Like, you know, when they say cut, you little Meech still, right? Like, come on now.
Okay.
Relax.
So what is the question?
I feel like this should be like Breakfast Club court.
What you mean?
Right? Because it's like, I don't think y'all wrong for doing another BMF movie.
I think that he should relax. Yeah. You know, you're becoming an actor, and you know, you are an actor, but you know, just relax a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And there was BMF stories before the BMF TV show.
And this is not,
there was documentaries and stuff.
Yeah, we're not doing your dad's story. We're doing the first lady of BMF, Tanisha Wells. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, who's that? Ex your Uncle Terry. Hey, your real Uncle Terry. Who that is? Well, let's
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. So I guess the question is,
are they wrong for doing a BMF movie?
Terry? Say no. Are they wrong? My question is, why do you feel the need to jump and fit the Ivivica beef?
You know, we
the cast. We supposed to shut up, mind our business, get this bag, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Why?
I guess, is there a legitimate gripe?
Yeah, okay.
Is there a legitimate gripe?
Okay, that is the question. Yeah. Is there a little bit... Well, I don't want to say gripe, but beef.
Because Da Vinci plays Terry, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And Lil Meech plays Big Meech, not himself.
Big Meech.
Okay. So,
yes, it's great.
So those two are upset that y'all doing this movie?
I don't think Da Vinci was upset. I think because it was a little bit of support in it, too, you know. Yeah. But I just think Meech, Lloyd, just got, you know, just he's excited about his role in this. And it's just like, oh, can anybody do, you know, it's like, what? What are you talking about?
So do they have a legitimate gripe?
Yes. That is the question. 800-585-1051. Let's go to Breakfast Club court this morning. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, here.
Yes, indeed.
And it's time to go to Breakfast Club court. Now, this comes from Jess Hilarious. She got into a beef with Lil Meech over the weekend.
Yeah.
A kerfuffle.
Because he didn't even say nothing back to me.
Okay.
I just said something, you know, to them, the whole post. You know, he ain't saying that. So it's not really a kerfuffle, a beef, or whatever y'all just made up. It's just, I say what I say.
What was he upset about again? What did he reply to?
He replied to the First Lady BMF, Vivica Fox's movie that's coming out in October on BET.
That I'm in. Yep.
And he's just like, yo, who greenlit this BS? And it's like, yeah, he literally said that. Yeah. Who greenlit this BS? Woman, ain't nobody watching this. And I just wonder who playing us and all of that. And I just was like, first of all. But now, the main character, her name is Michelle Michener. She is actress out of LA. She's done Lethal Weapon. She's good or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So she and they all nice and just, guys, I understand your concern. And I, you know, this is, everybody has a story. And I'm like, man, F these. Y'all know me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Da Vinci go on a story and he's like, yo, it wasn't even like, all right, don't tag me or nothing. And then have Lil Shorty on there, you know, Lil Musty coming up in them comments doing all that. And I said, hey, man, don't do that, Meech.
I can understand Meech feeling that way, though.
I can understand why, because it's coming out the same time.
No, not even that.
It's just watch your mouth. No, it's not coming out the same time, Envy.
But that's his family story. You know what I'm saying? So,
I can understand him being
overprotective of anything that got BMF on it.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But watch your mouth and relax over here, because I'm in this.
Don't come
at the cast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go and tell your father. Go up to the jail and go say, Dad, yo, they doing enough. Yo, I think, yo, they really trying to out you and do another story. You don't come online and take that up with us on the page.
Rashad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you feel, Rashad?
Do they have a gripe? Does Lil Meech them have a real gripe?
No, not really, because they basically doing the same thing 50 Cent did. Wasn't none of them really in BMF?
Well, the difference is 50 is doing it in conjunction with Big Meech.
With the family,
the family, yeah.
So, well,
I mean, I don't know if Vivica might be too. I don't know.
Yeah, Vivica is doing it with the real Tanisha Wells. Terry's ex-wife. Terry's ex-girlfriend. She was the first lady of BMF.
Oh, so that's her story to tell.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, you don't know who it is, nigga. Ask your uncle.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Hey, it's Danaya.
Hey, Danaya. What's your thoughts, Danaya?
Hey, so I think I'm with Jess on this one. My girl always keeping it real. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody needs to stay out of other people's beef.
Yeah, I really think it is. Because the beef, because girl, you know the beef is between 50 and Viv. You know what I mean? That ain't against, between us.
Hey, black people got to stop.
Let them have that.
Black people got to stop shortening words to letters. Because I thought you meant business, but you meant beef.
What you mean?
Because she said y'all need to stay out. Black people need to stay out of other people's beef.
Stay out of black people's business. Like, y'all saying y'all lane. Let Vivica have her situation.
Right.
She got his shit.
Got you.
Let them have that.
Got you.
Get it. That's what I mean. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, mama.
You're welcome. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Bernard.
Hey, what's up, Bernard?
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, bro?
This is Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, King.
Hilarious.
What's up, baby?
Hey, yo, listen, I got to side with Jess on this, man. She, in my opinion, she's way more qualified to do any of that than homeboy anyway. My opinion, which is all good, but I believe he got that role strictly on who was possible.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, because acting sucked. And that show ain't really what it should be anyway. Like Charlamagne said, they've been making documentaries on BMF. I watched the documentary 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I saw one 20 years ago, too. I remember that. I think it was called The World is BMF. I think Lil Meech does a good job acting, though.
That's nice.
I think he
does
a good job.
I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what the caller is saying, too. It's just like, you know, just relax a little bit. Just relax. There's no need to hate. Just chill. It's just what you said. You can feel any way you want to feel.
You should have asked questions.
Instead of
calling it some BS and everything.
Doing all of that. I mean, he ain't even got no questions to ask. Obviously, he just has a way that he feels, and that's fine. But watch that.
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, Jess Hilarious, she's in a new flick. It's a BMF movie flick. It's about the first lady of BMF, correct?
First lady of BMF, Tonisa Welsh story.
Right. Well, Lil Meech and some of the other cast are a little upset about it, so they had some things to say. Should they have a gripe with it? Is it okay for them to have a gripe with it? Let's discuss on Breakfast Club Court, 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Jess Hilarious got beef.
First of all, shut up. They all keep lying and saying that every day.
So what's the problem then? Why you keep calling that young man musty?
Oh, my God. No. That is like a health issue, maybe. Don't say, I'm not saying he musty just because he walk around musty. I mean, but.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying, huh?
Who you talking about?
Lil Meech.
Y'all got to say, why y'all keep saying that?
Lil Meech that played Big Meech.
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is the thing. Ain't no y'all, you know, come wilding out. You know, sometimes when you get excited, you know, your hands go up. Yay. And it's like, whoa. That's all. That's it. Like,
just
relax.
Cut it out, Jack.
All of that is nice. I love who he is, who his father is, and all that. Yeah, what's up? But at the same time, okay.
Tell a story.
Everybody not lying.
But what is going on? Why
y'all want me to keep on telling the story about this man hating on me?
Because people might just rejoin. They might have just joined us back. They might have just. Oh. So,
yo,
y'all got the movie coming out, First Lady of BMF.
Miss Vivica Fox and Judge Mathis is actually doing a movie. He's a producer on it or whatever he is doing. They're doing the movie, The First Lady of BMF, the Tonisa Welsh story. This lady used to be with Terry. Mm-hmm. So she was deemed as the First Lady of BMF. Mm-hmm. And apparently it was something going on. Tonisa was actually working with 50 Cent or something like that. But then I guess whatever happened, that happened, and now she's working with Vivian.
Okay.
So it is what it is. Meech got upset. His co-star, what's his name?
Da Vinci.
He posted the headlines, you know. Oh, who greenlit this? You know, no, but he didn't say that. Meech said that. He posted it and just asked Vivica who was playing Terry. He just wanted to know who was playing the role that he's playing in the BMF series.
Logical question.
And that's fine. That's why I said I didn't get, it was no issue, no nothing. I even commented playing back with him. I said, you got to watch it. Just wait and see.
Yeah.
Right? And then I go back on there and,
Lil Meech?
Yeah, little fella. He on there and he in the comments and he talking about, you know, who greenlit this BS and who gonna watch this? Man, yeah, ain't nobody watching this and I wanna know who playing us.
And you an artist, so you sensitive about your art.
Yeah,
so I get it.
I'm sensitive, yes. I'm an artist. I'm sensitive, very much sensitive, just like he's sensitive. Yeah. And I'm like, look, man, because he's real sensitive. He gets sensitive with anybody say anything about him, like when it comes to anything on BMF or anything.
I get it,
just
though.
The underarms. I get it. I know. And he's going to be very upset.
Stop talking about that man underarms.
I'm just saying he's going to be upset all over again, but it ain't like he don't know.
Because y'all keep calling that man musty. You should not be saying stuff like that.
All right, first of all right, stenchy. Whatever. What do you want me to do?
Man, why y'all doing this to this man?
And then now he was Summer.
Summer what?
Walker.
Oh, the singer?
Yeah. Well,
congratulations to that brother. He living his life.
So maybe she is going to keep them together. Well, you know, Yeah, okay.
What do you say?
Nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
Vaughn.
I'm not saying nothing.
What's your thoughts, Vaughn?
Yeah, so I work at a radio station here in Detroit, and I actually spoke to Tanisha about the whole her spinoff of BMF and everything. Mm. So Meek got a problem. He probably should take it up with her for real, her and Judge Mathis, because like greenlit is them two. You know what I'm saying? And she said she don't even watch the BMF and all that. She don't want to be living. So like she should be mad at Judge. Probably take it up with Tanisha if you got a problem with them doing that spinoff.
Okay. I doubt Lil Meech is even personally mad at Jess.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's not personally mad at Jess. Jess was personally mad at him for saying what he said.
Got you.
So I jumped in the comments and I said that. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, don't have the cast of the First Lady of BMF in here trying to, you know, be cool and all that. Not that it shouldn't be, but she was like really explaining. I'm like, nah, Michelle, man, F these. What are you talking about? No, we're good. We good over here. He can relax.
Jamie.
Yo, what's up?
Good morning, Jamie. What's your thoughts, mama?
There really shouldn't be a beef at all, to be honest. Isn't that funny out here for everybody?
Is it?
It's enough movies, it's enough TV. Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
There's enough money out here for everybody.
She
and
right.
Dude didn't look so much like his dad. He probably wouldn't get the role because the acting ain't up to par no way.
You know
why y'all keep saying that Lil Meech be doing his thing when he be acting on that show?
I ain't say that he didn't. They said that.
Man,
he do all right. He do good. I'm never gonna be a hater.
Yeah,
you just can't hate on me.
And clearly, people love the show. The show does incredibly high numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't hate on them no more. And I think we did great. This movie gonna be a hit. We got Leon, Tobias Trevilian,
Leon. For real?
Yeah, ain't nobody come to see you, Otis Leon. Yeah.
Wow. Hello, who's
Sexy
this?
Sexy Leon.
Hi, this is Destiny Grace.
Hey, Mama, what's your thoughts?
Okay, so that's my thought. I want to say thank you all for doing what y'all doing. But I got a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know y'all doing the radio. I'm going to turn it down because I'm echoing.
Thank y'all for bringing it to the public attention and for the court. But the biggest thing I got is that it's live. And a lot of people nowadays don't understand technology.
What are you talking about, ma'am?
Not the technology.
Ma'am, what are you talking about?
What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I'm saying with the BMF.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you scared us a little bit.
Yeah,
you
talking about technology and stuff.
I was like, what's going on?
All right, forget it. Say what you're saying.
With technology, with being live, with BMF, and you guys have a court, right? So with the BMF and that you're doing the Big 50 and the Meech, I'm on track, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
So I appreciate everything that y'all doing, but see, the thing is, when y'all switch from Trump, and then we go to this, I appreciate everything y'all doing because Vivica Fox led the way in a lot of movies, especially with Set It Off. You know, she's a forefronter in the movie The Morris Chestnut. And I appreciate you being in that movie.
What happened now?
Okay.
I'm saying Baltimore needs a lot of
you just got out the club?
Notability because
you from Baltimore?
They are.
No.
She was talking about me.
Yes, I appreciate her being out here in this movie because she is bringing notability to Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
You said Donald Trump. What about Donald Trump and AI?
Well, I didn't say anything about AI. What Donald Trump said about speaking about him, it's cool when they do it, but it's not cool when we say it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You think me wrong, though?
So it's like, we're getting stronger, but our voice is getting stronger only on the internet.
Yeah,
our voice is only getting stronger on the TV.
Okay, why are you still talking to
her? Our voice is getting stronger only on the radio.
Mama, yes, ma'am. One, okay?
We're not marked.
I word up everything she said. Sometimes you just gotta let people do their thing.
Yeah, man. People do that.
Yeah, man.
Do that sometimes.
That's all.
Okay,
that's all.
What's the moral of this story?
The moral of the story is it sounds like
and just relax. And the moral of the story is what the lady said. It's a lot of money. It's enough money out here for everybody.
That's right.
And the AI and the Trump and then the technology. Because when happens when you come on BET,
that's right.
And then you have Black Effect and it's just a bunch because our heart just be tripping.
That's right.
That's what she said.
In Baltimore,
guilty. The jury says Lil Meech is guilty of tripping.
You got all that from that lady?
That's what I got from the call.
What?
That the jury said Lil Meech is guilty of tripping.
Okay. Yeah. But for the record, I did not say that he personally has beef with me. So we're going to clear that up. I said what I said to his response.
That's right.
Because I felt, you know, I didn't feel like he's coming at the whole cast.
I can understand why he feel that way, though.
Anytime
he see BMF, he probably is overprotective. And that's his family's thing. I get that, too.
Okay. I understand. But like the woman said, the man said the beef need to be with Tanisha and Judge Mathis.
Not the cast.
I get it. All right. That's now, it. We got rumors on the way. We got Jess with the Mess. What are we talking about in Jess with the Mess?
Oh, all right. So look, Shaq, 50 Cent, and Kenya Burris reportedly team up to enter BET bidding war. They trying to buy BET.
Let's talk about it.
Let's discuss.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club on BET.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, is here.
What's she in here cursing out people who work with her.
First of all, nuh-uh. Who work with me?
Who she just cursed out?
Your camera people.
Oh, I thought you were just taking it back to that. I was going to say, I do not work with Meech.
Where's your camera person?
Ain't nothing about no Meech.
Where's your camera person?
He missed the train. Talking about he had his sons. What?
Well, he might have had his sons.
All right.
You got your son too, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All you right. Here.
Drop them off and come
that's
to work.
That's my point. There
that's
you go.
It.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, let me shout out to, I'm glad my daughter's going back to school today. Friday, I picked up my littlest one, the youngest one. She's 17 months old, and she's very connected to this blankie, little blankie that she has. And my wife forgot the blankie, and it's been a horrible weekend. I ain't even gonna lie. Because she cries because she wants that comfort, and she hasn't had that comfort all weekend. I almost broke into the school this weekend. I was going to break into the school.
So she caused chaos at home for that.
What?
And how old you say she is?
17 months.
Oh, so she won. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So why do we say that? We do
say
that.
Yeah, I ain't no weed. That's his white side. The hell wrong with him? Talking about, yeah, so she's
17 months. I ain't got no white side.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm black. I'm fully black.
I don't know what happened, but I don't know why. After 12 months is one.
Oh, one and some change.
After the 23rd month is two.
Yeah, I say one and some change.
Yeah, one and some change.
Yeah, yeah,
yo, she going to be five. You'll be like, she 463 months. Like, come on, y'all. Come on.
Well, we got rumors on the way, Jess, with the mess. What give us a little tease. What we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. So Shaq, 50 Cent, and Kenya Burris, they are teaming up to enter the bidding war for BET. They about to buy it, man.
So what's going
to
happen if they buy BET and then you just talking all that trash?
Hey, yo, he going. Hey, yo. No, he can't buy it, yo. Charlamagne, you don't even need to buy it, yo. Because they not just set up here and talk to all that.
I know who buying it.
Yo, he going to take it. Yo, listen. He not going to let the BMF play,
he is
yo.
Not.
He going to scrap it.
That ain't happening.
Hey, Viv, you got to chill, Viv.
Just with the mess is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Our guest co-host Jess Hilarious is here, and let's get to Jess with the Mess.
Here he is.
It's Jess with the Mess, and my name is
Child the Ghetto.
This is the Rumor Report.
So my news is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
Ooh, honey, it's ghetto up in here. Man, it could get real ghetto because 50 Cent, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenya Barris reportedly joined forces to enter the bidding war for BET. They trying to buy BET. Now, after I talk all this crap.
Mm-hmm. Won't be no first lady BMF for you.
It probably won't. It probably won't. So I think I'm going to just go ahead and probably hit up Meech. Like, hey, yo, remember when we was just in the comments going back and forth? Get me on BMF series because there ain't no first lady coming out. If this guy gets BET.
I think it'd be dope if he gets BET or Tyler Perry because they both have, they shoot so many shows. So the fact that they have their own outlet to put their shows out. Just imagine if BMF and Power and all the shows that 50's doing is on one spot. That'd be amazing. Same thing with Tyler Perry.
I don't know if I would want them all on one spot.
Why?
Yeah.
I like to see it spread out across different networks.
But if it's his, it would be his platform.
I think it's so dope, though, that it's stars. Then he got something else, another show that's greenlit with TBS or something. Like,
he's got stuff
like,
on ABC.
Yeah, ABC. Yeah. I like that his stuff is everywhere. You know what I mean?
But if it's his own platform, his own place to put out movies and
shows. He can have it
shows.
There and everywhere else.
I don't see nobody out bidding Tyler Perry.
I thought Tyler Perry already was...
Well, he owns
half of it or something.
He owns 25% of BET Plus.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, or maybe it's 25% of BET Plus, but then he owns some of the studio too, BET Studio.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, either way, look, 50. Stop promising me you're going to put me in something. That's what I need you. Yo, listen.
He be promising you?
Yo, I'm talking about for years and years, man. And I be in his DM cussing him out, and you know, he don't care about that. But he'd be like, Jess, I got you. Yo, I got you. Yo, you going to get a job. All these faces that you got, one of them bees is getting a job. One of them is getting a job. So we got this green lit. Yo, for years.
He waiting on the right role for you. That's
I auditioned to be Ghost in Power.
I can see why you didn't
for
get
real.
That.
Yeah,
I was supposed to audition, you know, for Tasha. But I just was like, I'm just do both.
Okay.
You know, whoever I pick, you know, I get picked.
I think you might be auditioning for the wrong roles, Justin.
Yeah, if you went for Ghost.
Listen, whatever. I don't care. I ain't. That's why I'm in the Vivica Fox thing.
Shout out to 50. I was in Power. Shout out to Fifth.
You was in Power?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
First episode.
He was a DJ.
You walked past?
But it was one of them camera scenes where like the background was blurred.
People see me.
So he was in the blurred background.
I wasn't in the
blurred. Was in there?
People see me.
Oh, okay.
I was in there before you.
All right, whatever.
Two to
whatever.
Fifth. That's Fifth always looking.
Anyway.
He casted me in something, too. He casted me in 50,
Diddy,
50
Byron,
Central.
Allen, no, we ain't even going to do, no, we just leave it alone. Diddy, Byron Allen, and Tyler Perry are competing bidders. Now, for those who don't know Byron Allen, he has the biggest black media company ever.
Yeah, Allen Media, yeah.
Allen Media. And then Diddy. Okay, so Diddy, y'all wouldn't want to see Diddy own BET?
No. Diddy got revolt. Diddy need to put them resources and that energy into revolt.
Absolutely.
We need as many black channels and networks as possible.
No.
You already got revolt. Put more energy into that.
You are totally correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Boosie reportedly arrested in San Diego on gun charges. Records from the San Diego County Sheriff's Department show that Boosie has been arrested for a gun charge. A picture of the paperwork was posted to social media. The full paper wasn't shown, but amongst the four charges listed, the first says felon gun possession. Just additional. He recently announced that he's still cancer-free, which is good. Mm-hmm. He also spoke about his doctor, who he found out passed away since he last saw him. He was crying about everything that he did bad in his life before his surgery, because his doctor had told him, like his surgeon told him, God forgives, and not to worry, because he's done more surgeries than Boosie has concerts. Mm. You know, so rest in peace to Dr. Wood. That was like, you know, a little sad story.
Boosie out now, though, right?
Yeah, he out now. Why is Boosie carrying a handgun, though? That's what I don't understand. With all the people around Boosie, security and all that?
Do we know the story? Do we know if Boosie was carrying a handgun?
That's what she's just
saying. I said, do we know?
He might have been in a car, and there might have been a gun in there, and everybody may not have claimed it. You know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I think with these stars, like just with, when it's a rapper or somebody hot or an art, you know, anything, why are you in the car? Why would your team even put you in the car with a firearm?
With an illegal firearm.
You know, with an illegal firearm, or drugs, or when they get caught up on all this type of stuff. Why are your team letting you? You're the breadwinner.
I can understand the drugs because I might be using them. But when it comes to the gun, you should have a higher armed security that can carry a legal weapon.
Or anybody that's licensed. It's easier to get a gun license now. So somebody around you who is carrying a firearm, it should be licensed.
Absolutely.
Keep you out of trouble.
Cardi B gets on IG Live and promises that the new album is coming soon. Cardi's last album, Invasion of Privacy, dropped 5 years ago. That's still my favorite. I think that might be my favorite album, like, of that year. Like, she killed that. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Fans have been waiting for a new album ever since, and Cardi had some false alarms of an album coming over the years. On a recent IG Live, Cardi told the fans that a single was on the way, and an album is too, and we got audio for it.
Kenny, you gotta listen to my single. You gotta come listen to my single. I know I've been fronting, but my mind is going crazy, bitch, because you know I'll be everywhere. But you gotta come listen. Oh, shit. So about this album. This album is coming.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out April, May. Remember when we spoke to her last year? She said April, May, the album should be coming.
Big Body. Body be putting too much pressure on herself, I think. You know what I mean? Body don't have nothing to prove. Body won already.
Yeah. I think she went the longevity, though. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to beat yourself up. I think she got a long, long run in the game. She going to be in the game for a long time. And I love that we don't see her like that. I like when she pop out for a reason. Mm-hmm. She pop out with something. It's going to be an album. The reason that she revealed that she held off, you know, on the album is because one, she didn't want to be away from her kids. That makes her anxious, being away from her kids. You know, she loves being a mom. She loves being a wife and all of that, the family life. And she knew that she would have to go on tour after dropping an album.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes that can be up against you. I think it's good to put pressure on yourself. That's how you stay the best. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time, Charlamagne. I do it all the time. That's why I'm the best.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why I'm the third host.
Drop on the clues bar for Jessica Larry. That damn
Jessica Larry. Having so many people upset, man.
I do. But I do. You know, but they love me.
They do.
And that's fine.
But I think Body going to have a lot of longevity because, I mean, we all know.
Absolutely.
Her thing that's going to really take her to that next level, probably not even going to be music. It's going to be acting.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Somebody going to put her in a comedy or a drama or something.
I still think she has a long career for music. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Even in Tomorrow with Glorilla, she's Kilton. Spitting on it.
Kilton. I'm just tickling my ass crack. Like, that's my favorite part.
I bet you it is.
First of all.
And that's the best thing about Cardi, too. She's just been dropping singles and hot features over the past 5
Correct.
Years.
Correct.
That's kept her relevant.
Yeah, definitely. And over the last 5 years.
I'm laughing at your sister. Your sister looked at you when you just said that. Like, you know you can't say that.
No,
you can't tickle the crack. You can't.
No, that's say hole. I can't say hole.
I thought you couldn't do something sexual with it. I thought you couldn't mention that.
It's
together.
Tickle.
Yeah.
Tiki, tiki, tiki.
You know what I'm saying? Stinky.
All right, come on. Let's not get into a kerfuffle over this. Come on, y'all.
All right. That is just with the mess. All right. Charlamagne, we giving that donkey to?
4 after the hour, man. We're going to take y'all on a tour at the Nigga Museum. We'll talk about it.
Whoa.
I didn't mean to say that.
Where's that located?
Whoa.
That's on the list.
Is it in the Bronx? Where's that?
We'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right. It's a Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, May 8th goes to Oakland Athletics broadcaster Glenn Cooper. I don't know. The mayonnaise is heavy on this one. Glenn was suspended Saturday and will remain off the air because during Friday's pregame show, he was trying to tell the audience that he had visited Kansas City's Negro League Baseball Museum, but he didn't say Negro. Let's listen.
We had a phenomenal day today. Negro League Museum and Arthur Bryant's barbecue.
Whoa. The hilarious thing about this is his co-host that was next to him didn't flinch at all.
Nope.
Mr. Co-host, you're supposed to be like Draymond Green's son and hold him accountable for the nonsense coming out of his mouth, but no, you just went with it. And now Glenn, rightfully so, has been suspended until a review of his on-air racial slur is complete. Okay? Nothing to review there, folks, all right? That was the N-word with the ER. That man has said that word so much that he didn't even think twice about it when he said it. In his mind, there is no other word that starts with N that applies to black people other than the N-word. Heavy on the ER. Not Negro, not neighbor, not Nutella, just... Okay? I feel like I have to take this time to teach the difference between Negro and the N-word, though, okay? A Negro moment is a proud achievement or event in black history, things that have shifted the world, something that African-Americans are proud of, something that exudes black excellence, okay? Like Barack Obama, even though he's only half a Negro, becoming president, okay? Mm-hmm. Or Matthew Henson and Admiral Robert Peary becoming the first men to reach the North Pole in 1909. Or Tyler Perry, who we was talking about earlier,
yes,
opening his studio in Atlanta. Those are proud Negro moments. But then there is N-word moments. The great urban philosopher Huey Freeman told us what a Negro N-word moment was on season 2, episode 11 of the classic show The Boondocks. Listen.
Webster defines the nigger moment as a moment when ignorance overwhelms the mind of an otherwise logical Negro male, causing him to act in an illogical, self-destructive manner, i.e., like a nigger.
So now that we know the difference between Negro and the N-word, it got me to thinking. Just to play white devil's advocate here, what if there was an N-word league museum? What would be in it? We have our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, in the building. She is an expert of all things niggatry.
Jess, my God.
Jess, if there was an N-word league museum, what would some of the exhibits be?
The niggas. all right. Oh, we can't. Okay, so I ain't going to lie.
What?
What would be in it?
What?
The first lady at BMF.
Okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
Also, I got the hookup too, but yeah.
I can see that in there.
Yeah,
I can see that in there.
Definitely.
Okay.
And right in the back.
Okay.
I got the hookup with me in the back. That's the last exhibit before you get to the end of the maze.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Listen, the I think that the biggest thing that would be in the N-word museum would be a exhibit to one of the greatest N-words to ever walk the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Soulja Boy. Can you imagine going on a floor of Soulja Boy and just going from N-word moment to N-word moment with Big Soulja?
Oh,
let's listen.
God.
They say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Hey,
they say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Get off me though.
Oh, man, that's like me though. What's happening?
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on, give me another one.
Suck my y'all ain't gonna never make it out the hood. Y'all gonna die, bro.
Oh, whoa.
That's give me you another one. Give me another one.
Give me another one.
How about I start shooting?
Classic.
Bow,
come on now.
Shot the
come on now.
Shot his ass.
Classic. We got any more?
Drake.
Come on now.
Drake.
Come on.
Got bodied by Pusha T. Drake.
Yes. Come on now. Here's the thing. The N-word League Museum sounds extremely entertaining, but Glenn, we don't need your help in naming it. All right? No. Please let Chelsea Handler give Oakland Athletics Director Glenn Cooper, Queeper, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Does Kathy Griffin want to say something?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
You know I like to match energy, so when a white person uses the N-word, what Chris Rock got to say?
Cracker ass cracker!
What my girl got on the menu this morning?
Cracker!
Okay.
Oh my God. Y'all are crazy.
Well, we crazy now.
Yeah, y'all crazy.
Mm.
You I ain't gonna lie. Them pre-rolls gonna be up in the Negro
N-word museum. Pre-rolls would definitely be in the N-word museum.
Uh-huh.
And then you gotta eat after. What kind
of
food?
No, cause I ain't get high off of them, so they ain't get me hungry. So that's why they in the back of the black.
Oh, you talking about Envy pre-rolls?
Yeah, Envy pre-rolls. And he knew what he was doing. He gonna get me them or whatever, and then say, "Oh, I got the real treat at home."
I got some treats for you tomorrow.
Yeah, cause they hit like Marlboros. I told you, don't give me those. All right.
All right. What about a Black and Mild Twisted Sweet exhibit?
Ooh, yes. All day.
That's in there.
What is it given? Vape, what's going on? Hello? Popeyes, what's up?
Popeyes.
What are you talking about?
You gotta have a Popeyes chicken sandwich in the N-word.
Yes, Saweetie's eating habits. What are we talking about?
Saweetie's eating habits eating would habits. Be in the N-word museum.
Yes, I'm talking about jelly on pizza. Shorty crazy.
Jelly
on pizza. All of that.
Yes, I agree.
A street boxing exhibit honoring the legendary Sharkeesha.
Ooh.
Yes, and every time you go up and you hit it, it's Sharkeesha, no! We should have Charlemagne. Yeah, we should have that, all that.
Yo, the Sharkeesha exhibit would be hard. Yeah. You know how they got them things you punch?
Yes.
You said half of envy.
Half of envy.
Oh, that makes sense. No. Because he's only half.
I'm full black. I don't know. Don't listen to him. I'm really 100% black.
Okay. No, he's not.
He says I'm Dominican. No, I'm not Dominican. I'm 100% black.
That's the beige effect.
And I'm tired of it. People, when you see me in the street, I'm really black. Don't say, oh, no. Hola.
Speaking of black, the credits is rolling on BET.
All right, well, shout out to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Peace, Jess.
Peace, y'all. Where?
Right there. Say peace, BET.
Peace, BET.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. See you tomorrow and every day after.
All right. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, today we're going to open up the phone lines for Jess.
Yes.
Oh, that's Jess, right. Fix My Mess. Because you know, Jess
Fix My Mess.
Yes, Jess has a podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network called Carefully Reckless. Yes. And she does Jess Fix My Mess.
That's right.
And I know you're probably thinking, what makes Jess an expert?
Yes.
She's not, but she has some experiences.
First of all, that's not the right experiences. Oh my God.
No,
yes, I had
he
the right.
Sold that.
He really sold it. Now we ain't gonna get no damn calls.
No,
that's
you
why.
Got experiences.
I have experiences, yes. And even when I don't have experiences, I still have knowledge.
There you go. There you go.
There we go. Boom. So that's I'm right. very, you know, I'm good with helping people.
That's right.
You know?
Jess is an entrepreneur, outlet. A mother.
Yes.
You know,
and that's how you're supposed to sell it. Like the way you sold it before was bad.
Yes.
And you know why she's doing it?
Yeah.
She has no experience.
Exactly. No, I didn't say that.
She's been in relationships.
I said if you're wondering if she's an expert. I said if you're thinking she's an expert, she's not. She has experiences.
I'm good
she
at is a an lot expert. Of things.
Yeah, you're right. She is.
Yep, I be ripping That's on right. any beat. That's what I do. Yeah.
800-585-1051. It's a Monday. Damn it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Solaris is our guest co-host.
That's right.
Now we're doing Jess Fix My Mess.
Right, you know, Jess got a podcast, Carefully Reckless.
You keep on trying to talk over that. I'm in the third season, Carefully Reckless.
That's right.
Black
there you
Effect,
go,
Charlamagne. Thank you so much. And I fix people's mess. That's what I do every Wednesday, y'all.
Now, if you have a question or you need relationship advice or any type of advice, Jess is here for you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Chop House Customs. What's going on, y'all?
Chop House, turn your radio down and ask Jess whatever your problem is. Yeah, man. Get advice.
Listen, I done got caught cheating on my old lady, man. I went out of town one time. She done caught me cheating. Now I'm trying to get my family back together, man. I've been singing Keisha Cole every day, and I hate Keisha Cole with a passion, y'all. I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do. Move on.
Yes, I've been trying everything.
What you say? Just move on.
Move on. You're not getting a bag.
You got to fight for that bag, brother.
No, it seemed like he's been fighting, and he ain't been winning.
I've been fighting hard.
Yeah, and you
what
ain't
you been doing
winning.
The fight.
Man, she done beat my ass, destroyed my shop, all type of stuff.
Is this
I'm
his
still
first
trying
time?
To fight for the family.
It's not the first time, I can tell you. It's not your first time cheating, is
no,
it?
No, this the first time. This the first time. I ain't never cheated on her 4 or 5 years together, nothing.
Okay, so what made you do it?
Man, I was drunk out of town one day, man.
How you got caught?
So you're not to be trusted. Yeah, how did you get caught?
Man, I was drunk one night, and I was texting the girl.
Yeah.
When I came back home, I was tripping, y'all.
But this is the thing. Did you post something? Did somebody call her? How did she find out that you cheated?
No, she went through my phone because I was just moving kind of weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She know me. We've been together since middle school, really.
Right. So you don't know how to cheat, and your first time you got caught. So that's why you don't need
that. There you go. Horrible cheater. Not my lane.
Well, I think that...
I need to know...
I think that she's more betrayed than anything. So it's just going to take time for that. This is your first time. And sometimes you only got to cheat one time to lose the person that you really shouldn't have cheated on. But, just keep fighting.
Can I give a shout out to my wife real quick,
you
y'all?
Better do it nice why, and sentimental.
So you want to embarrass her?
It ain't going
to
happen.
You want to embarrass her publicly?
Marie
you want to put her name out there?
Don't embarrass her. Home. I'm tired of sleeping in my bed.
Tired of sleeping
we didn't
in
even hear
van.
Her name.
Yeah, we didn't even hear her name.
You got a van?
Angelina Marie McKinney. Angelina Marie McKinney. I love you.
Aww.
I like Jess's advice.
That's nice.
It's going to take time.
It's going to take time.
And you might have messed it up so much that she may not be coming back, buddy.
Because she can't believe you
did that. But keep trying. Be persistent. Be consistent. But be smart.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all follow me on Instagram. Chop House Cup.
You worried about the wrong things right now. You worried about the wrong things.
That's how he had bitches in the first place in the bed in Miami. Talking about, follow me, y'all. I'm going to give a shout out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hey, good morning. What's your question for Jess?
Hi, family. I feel like we're all family. I listen to y'all every morning.
Morning, family. We are.
Well, my question is, I've been with my husband for right at 6 years. Before we got married, things were off. You know, there was nobody taking score of anything. Whatever he didn't do, I picked up the slack, did it without asking questions or anything, and it's vice versa. But we got married the first year. I can remember my first anniversary. I'm sitting at the table by myself with the top of the cake from the wedding. And he's outside watching the car. But it just went down here from then. So I'm just trying to see, should I stay? Because every time he apologizes, I accept it. It seems like he does something else. Like he cheated the first year. The second year, he just started going in on my character, trying to make me feel like I'm less than who I am, but thank God I know who I am. But he's just been so disrespectful and disloyal.
Well,
he talks about me to his family.
Listen. Well, do you know who you are?
I do.
Do you?
Hey.
No, seriously.
Am I looking in the mirror?
That's literally, I'm serious. Right? No, that's a real question. No, seriously, says, do you know who you are? You stuck around for a lot and you got red flags early on. And he knows all he got to do is apologize and then you'll forgive him. You love him to death. He loves the convenience. He loves being able to do what he wants to do if he knows he can smooth it over with, you know, whatever you want to hear. He knows what you want to hear. He knows how to get back in good graces with you. I don't think you do. I think you know who you are. I don't think you know your value. I don't think that.
Value, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should search for that. Because that is no way. There's no way you're supposed to be in the predicament you're in right now. And you seen all them flags, boo.
Damn.
It is so hard. My parents been married. Physio kept saying, work you do. I'm like, oh my God, mommy, daddy.
You don't know who you are. You're living for everybody else. You're living for everybody else. You have to really, really know who you are. You have to, because honestly, he don't even know who you are. If he did, he wouldn't be doing it. So, you got to go. You got to go. Anybody talk to you about his family? He talks about you too. Girl, you're going to get me mad. Go ahead. I talk about you Wednesday, girl.
Damn.
I don't like that.
That's true, though.
I was going to say, at least, you know, try to have a conversation with the brother and but you know what? This is Jess.
Jess Fix My Mess.
800-585.
And this is how I fix it.
All right. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice, call Jess right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, of course, our co-host is Jess Hilary. She's here. And we opened up the phone lines for Jess Fix My Mess. If you're going through some problems, some relationship issues, Jess is here to help you. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're going through a big problem right now, and I know it's holding you back, so you can go ahead and talk to her right now.
Hey, Jess. So, I am married. I've been married for 3 years, and we just had our first baby last year.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. And the situation is kind of drastic. Like, at first, the sex was great. Like, my husband and I were sexing all the time, but it's been about 11 months. I did do a breastfed the whole time. I've tried, like, setting the mood. I've done it all, like, but we are not having sex. And it's kind of gets me, girl. I'm done breastfeeding. Like, my body, I'm getting my body back right. I've lost about 60 pounds, but he's just not, he's not, like, it's not getting up.
I'm like, side chick draining the hell out of him.
Excuse me, Charlamagne, what
sorry,
you say?
No, no.
Okay.
Now, you said it's been 12 months you haven't had sex, right?
12.
Well, since I got pregnant,
so that would
with the
be
baby,
a year.
So
Andy.
12 plus 9.
Okay, so y'all haven't had sex in a long time. Okay, have you ever talked to him about it? Like, you know, this is communication. Have you ever talked to him about it? Asked him what's wrong, or are you embarrassed?
We did a virtual therapy session. Like, I asked him if he wanted to see, like, a sex doctor. He's an introvert. Like, he's a black nerd. He's not really, like, aggressive. So I'm like, okay, babe, we can work around that. But I'm kind of, like, at my peak. Because I'm like, bro, I'm ready. Like, I'm needing a little bit more.
Okay. And then when you said that, what did he say?
He was like, okay, babe, I'll get it together. I'll try, you know, and it just feel nothing.
You don't think at all that it's somebody else? I'm not trying to put that in your head. I just have to ask because, you know, I'm a therapist, allegedly.
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I know finances were, like, a big thing. You know, I know sometimes men.
So stress.
Like, on. Yeah. Multiple things at once. I took a year off with the baby.
Is his penis getting hard?
Man, you worried about the wrong
Christ.
Things, man.
Damn, no, because said, maybe she just had a baby. He's having stress. Maybe his penis is not getting hard.
Just fix the mess.
She was talking. You were cut her off. She was talking about her damn baby, and you going, yo, is his penis hard?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right now,
two Jesus, women talking. Ain't not one woman bought a penis, but
oh,
you did first.
God. Here you go. And then now you got your man howling at you, mad at you, and all of that. Listen, all right. I'm sorry, Ash. I mean, what's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. All right, Sandy. So, listen, yeah, so when it's stressed, when a man is stressed out, it can be a number of things. Girl, you said you took off for a year, so you were home, so he had to fend for the whole household, you know. I don't know what he does or what that looks like, but I know that man is probably tired. Newborn baby, because I know you're tired, so y'all still take turns with the baby, I'm assuming, and then sex is probably not the furthest thing from his mind, but when you're struggling, it's a lot of things going on. I'm telling you, you can't get it up. And I ain't got one to know, but I had a man who was stressed out before and could not get it up. So
really?
I left, yeah.
You left him?
Damn yeah. it.
Yeah, he was struggling on his own, not me.
He told
yeah,
damn it, Jess.
Just trouble.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's
so what
it is.
So what should I do? Like, just be patient and just...
Girl, do you have a rose? Do you have a toy? Yeah, I know you asked me, can you cheat?
I have a rose.
Oh, okay. Do you still want to be married? You good? You still want to stay there?
I do. I mean, I'm at the gym every day.
Basically, you're saying you getting this body together, and if one man ain't going to take advantage, somebody else will, huh?
Take him to the doctor so he could get himself checked out, because maybe they have, you know, pills or the honey or whatever they can
I'm going
to
be honest. She said he a nerd. He probably in that metaverse having sex with the virtual reality one.
Listen, that's why I said it got to be something. I don't know.
Don't put that in her mind. That might not be true.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and I don't even say he had thought about it, too. No. We ain't going there with it.
Girl. I'm up on him when he say he playing video games. I bet you he be in there pumping the air.
Yo, shut up, man.
With them dumbass glasses on.
This is what I think you should do. I think you should honestly talk to him and tell him that you are a female, that you have needs, and you understand, you know, his black nerdism and all the introvert and all of that and everything is going on. But you need to be sexually satisfied some type of way. So if he can give you a hall pass until he get his you know, what? His thing situated, you know what I'm saying? Or does he give good oral? What's going on? Or is he too nerdy for that?
Well, he's not really an oral person.
Oh, girl, yeah, you got to get a hall pass. If he ain't doing this.
But also, you know, sometimes, this is not for me because I love when my wife's pregnant. But sometimes when, you know, men see the baby come out the vagina and the vagina opens so much and then the afterbirth, it turns guys off.
So he going to be turned. He's still turned off right now.
I don't know.
No, I still think there's compromises in marriage. And I'm not married. These two men are married, but I think you have to compromise. Look, if you know you ain't getting it up, you got to be sopping me up like a biscuit or something. Like, you have to. You say, I don't like giving child, what do we like doing?
Damn, radio silence?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a year. Yeah, it's been a year. Like, you haven't done anything. It's been a while.
I don't condone cheating. I don't condone cheating. I condone an understanding that needs have to be met. And as long as he knows what's up, if he agrees with it, I think that y'all just need to go ahead and, you know, do that.
Just
invite
not
another
wrong.
Man in or another woman or something.
And how much did your body change?
Yeah, she in
after the birth.
Gained about 100 pounds.
You ain't say that.
Damn, see, what did you weigh before? Hold up. What did you weigh?
You poked the lead with that, man.
See?
You,
weigh
you left that off the
scale. I'm sorry, Sam.
You left that off the scale, rightfully so.
No, but I asked the right question.
First of all,
she 150 to 250?
I know. What did you weigh before the 100?
I weighed 190 pounds, but I mean, I carry it very well.
Oh, so you got up to 290?
Yes.
Yes.
So
I was on
you went,
bed rest. I had
you went from 190 to 290.
So what do you say now, Jess?
I just say that she's doing the right thing by being in that damn gym. And she just keep coming down. And just,
yeah,
I think.
I'm about 60 down. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That girl, that's keep on coming.
Get on
girl.
That pin, too. That was that diabetic pin everybody used?
I think she's doing good with the gym. I just keep on, because the more you come down on the weight, the more the penis will go up. I think that's what it is. Now that we know, we get into it. So I love you. Just
good luck, Sandy.
Stay in there. Don't cheat. All right. Damn, I didn't know.
See, I figured that. I was like, it's, you know, maybe the body transformed. He's not turned on anymore.
See, you're a man, so this is good.
I never seen 300, though.
You supposed to love your boo, though, even if she gained a little weight.
Agree.
You know
for
what
sure,
saying?
For sure. No, I agree. And he ain't saying that he don't. Is his penis don't.
No, you stupid.
It's him. He's staying. He there.
And we don't know what he look like. He might have gained some weight, too.
We don't know.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
We don't know. It might just be two big old circles just on top of each other.
All right. Let's get it. Right. Is, that's enough.
We got Jess with the mess coming up. Give us a little tease. What are we talking about, Jess? Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, but listen, make sure you subscribe to Jess Hilarious Podcast, Carefully Reckless, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. She does Jess Fix My Mess on there every week.
Every week. All right, so Styles P says Biggie wanted to squash beef between Diddy and the Lox before he died.
Ooh. Great segue. Y'all that's went from right. that caller to Biggie Small story.
Jeez. Yeah, because he was big.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great segue.
Just with the mess is up. Next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, out here. Let me shout to my physician, Miss Choka. Thank you, Choka. You know, I was sick last week, and I didn't know what I had. I did COVID tests. I did everything. I had no idea, but I had strep throat. How about that?
How about you around me right now? You sitting close to me. You going to sit over here and say that you had strep last week. You ain't even finished your antibiotics or nothing. I know you didn't.
And you a whole grown man. I ain't no grown people still get strep throat. I thought that was a little kid disease.
I ain't know that either. What? I think my one of my kids had it and I gave it to me.
Mm.
You should have it soon.
No.
Oh, wow.
You see what he always trying to imply? What's up going on, man?
I don't know. What he's trying to imply. No, it used to be you implying. You doing a lot of implying now, Envy. What's going on? That's hilarious.
All right, well, let's get to Jess with the Mess.
All right.
It's Jess with the Mess. Am I using
for real? Child, the ghetto.
This is the Rumor Report.
Am I using for real?
On The Breakfast Club.
Woo, honey, it's ghetto up in here. I gotta say, I love NeNe's voice. I love that. They couldn't have put a better person on my intro.
Shout out to NeNe.
I love that. Okay, so Dr. Umar stepped into the Ebony K. Williams conversation.
Jesus.
By now, most, if not all, Breakfast Club listeners are hip to all the drama surrounding Ebony K. Williams. If you're not caught up, here's a quick rundown. A clip of Ebony K. Williams telling Ayanna Van Zant she would only date a bus driver if he owned the bus. That was released or whatever. People condemned Ebony for putting down working class people. Ebony then defended her decision in the original clip by going on her show, The Griot, and saying that people were offended because white supremacy has led black people to accept mediocrity. The clip sent people into an uproar, and she came on Breakfast Club to defend herself, where she put Envy in his place. Why would y'all write that? I'm joking. You know, just little humor. That lady had my man sitting up here like he was in detention. He was like, I know he want to spin a record right now. I know he
want to. Egg all on his knuckles because he got his knuckles on his bed.
I know. He looked like a little boy. Why are you doing him like that, Miss Williams? All right. Well, while she was here, Envy called her out for having a white fiance who she is now no longer with, and we got the audio. Let me hear that.
When you start talking about all this, and I read the comments just like you did because I wanted to prepare myself when you came up here to understand what people were mad about, and understand what people were upset about. So when you're talking about all this brother this and the black man this and the white supremacy this and this that and the other. That's all to the side of how you felt about that quote-unquote average job, right? Mm. The guy was like, you talk about all this about lifting a brother up and lifting this up and white supremacy and what you do for our people. And then the first thing the brother said was, but your fiance was white. And I'm sitting there like, how do you talk about how much you uplifting and how much you're going for black people, but that's not necessarily what you're even looking for?
Well, first of all,
paging Dr. Umar, damn.
Mm. Charlamagne, you
know,
called him.
That Charlamagne is crazy. I know. He called him, and this is what Umar got to say. That's what he
I saw that sister on The Breakfast Club. See, we can't talk out both sides of our mouth. I didn't disagree with much of what you said today, but that's not what you said the other day, sister. You was talking down to working class blacks. You are a bourgeoisie feminist, and I hope to God you wasn't engaged to no white man, because I thought somebody said you was engaged to a white man. If I find out your ass was swimming in the milk, I'm going to lose a lot of respect for you, sister. Because what that tells me, if you were with a damn Neanderthal snow puppy, then you're telling me, at the end of the day, you are trying to condemn black men to justify dating white. If you are a bunny hopper, then what you are telling me, your whole rant against black men driving the bus was a justification so you can date a white man. I hope that ain't the case.
Ebony K. and Dr. Umar are the verses we don't need, but man, it would be amazing if Ebony invited Dr. Umar to the show on The Grill.
You know, because you know she don't stop. She don't stop, so that's going to be... I wonder how long, because she talked for 22 minutes. She reprimanded you.
22 minutes.
For 22 minutes. 22 minutes, right?
You got reprimanded for 22 minutes.
I don't know how long that episode would be if he was to come on her show.
They don't have enough time in the world.
But I'm going to say, I love seeing you, you know, stand up. Envy, you don't be saying nothing. You don't be saying nothing. You don't. I want you to stand up for yourself more.
That wasn't for me.
And that's why I'm glad I'm here. No, anything. You don't never stand up for nobody even. I'm glad that you did that. You know, usually you hear you mix, you press your little buttons, and you know you play songs and all that, and that's nice and cute and cool. But I was like, okay, Envy got a voice.
He stood up for himself against Desus and Mero.
Okay, Envy got a voice. I was so happy when I saw
that. In your boots.
I was like, oh.
Well, no, you didn't. You walked out.
Envy is the most unproblematic host here. I think he's the unproblematic. You know, I disagree. You are the one. Don't nobody like you, Charlamagne. This is the name. Then y'all trying to get me, so don't nobody like me with you. But I'm telling you, I love to see that. All right. Neo serves ex-girlfriend papers demanding paternity tests. Neo has a very eventful love life. We do see that. He finalized his divorce from Crystal Renee back in February. And now he's demanding a paternity test for his two alleged kids, Brayden and Brixton. Brayden and Brixton's mother is Sade Bang the Rice. I think that's what
I said. I'm sure that's not her name.
Bang the Rice.
Yeah,
that sounds like something they serve at Brooklyn Chop House.
Yeah, I know, right? But no, for real. We know she ain't black. But yeah, Sade Bang the Rice. And sources said Neo is confident that his older son, Brayden, is actually his, but second-guessing whether or not Brixton is his as well. The court documents show that he requested a paternity test, joint custody, and flexible parenting schedule. This man want child support from this girl. This man wants child support from this girl, man. And I think he wants child support because Crystal took a lot from him in that divorce. He lost a lot, man. He lost one of their houses, one of their four houses in Georgia, up to $20,000 in moving expenses, $150,000 for a new car. Neo pays $12,000 a month for each of their three children in child support.
Jesus.
Schools expensive for kids. $5,000 a month. Alimony, man, the next 3 years, all that totals out to 180,000. Oh yeah. He gonna get some money from one of these. From one of these girls.
I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at him either. I ain't gonna lie, but I do got a problem when guys it's theirs until, you know what I'm saying. I think he thought both of them was theirs until, I guess, later something else happened. Matter of fact, I have been second guessing this one kid. I'm a little broke. Let me see. Not I'm a little broke, but I'm gonna need some bread. I need child support. I need one of y'all pay me child support.
I don't think Neil ever be broke. I think Neil get too many publishing checks to ever be broke.
I did not mean to say that. I didn't. But
and performances.
I didn't mean to say. That.
I didn't mean to say broke. But I'm just saying a lot of his money is being taken by his ex-wife.
Got you.
Y'all need some compensation for something.
I get it.
Yeah?
All right. Well, that is Just With The Mess, guys.
Turn BET on, man. Let's watch ourselves.
All right, when we come back, the People's Choice Mix is on. Get your requests. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get it.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Enter for a chance to win a VIP trip to see a Live Nation concert in the city of your choice. Concert week is May 10th through the 16th. $25 all-in tickets. Come see all your favorite artists. For entry and rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.